Ball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for game four of a six-game set between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Biloxi Shuckers. Champion Blake alongside you as we get set for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch after what has been a wild series between these two teams. 14 runs scored yesterday, 11 of the 14 runs scored after the sixth inning. Pensacola would take it by an 8-6 final. They now stand at 30-18 on the year. The Shuckers stand at 24-24 in a tie for Montgomery, with Montgomery for second place in the Southern League South Division as we head towards the final 21 games in the first half of the regular season. Carlos Rodriguez gets the start tonight opposite the righty M.D. Johnson. Both teams have had good pitching early on in this series, as in the first five innings, it has gone wild late, and that was the big thing yesterday. Three runs in the sixth, one in the seventh, three in the eighth, one in the ninth for Pensacola. The Shuckers got three early off two homers, but then got one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth inning. Shuckers tallied 16 hits yesterday, all nine in the lineup got a hit, and six of the nine tallied a multi-hit night. One of the guys who got a multi-hit night, Felix Valerio, tallied his second three-hit night of the season. That's who we talk about with the manager, Mike Guerrero. You also get an update on Freddie Zamora and talk a bit about the defense from Ethan Murray this year. That comes your way next before a 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Well, Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Get set for Friday night baseball between the Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm David Blake, alongside the manager, Mike Guerrero, for our usual Friday chat. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Big thing over the last couple of days, Freddie Zamora involved in a nasty collision with Isaac Collins. Any update on him?
Well, he just day-to-day, then, and we'll see how he recoups. He got a couple bumps on the road, and we'll see.
Another big thing as well this week is that a ton of Brewers player development staff are in town. Ricky Weeks was in town, Charlie Green's in town, Tom Flanagan's in town. A lot of the brass from Milwaukee's come down here to Biloxi. How much fun is it for you to have those guys in town over the last couple of days?
Well, you know, it's give you another set of eyes on what we're working and, you know, what we're seeing on the players. Their inputs are important, and we just have is following up. You know, where we stand and where we at in the process of developing major league players.
How much does it add to the players' development when they have all those eyes on them and all that help from Milwaukee, from Arizona, from you guys here in Biloxi?
Well, it helps a lot. Like I said. You know, especially guys that would with all that experience and their inputs is really important.
How much do you guys also enjoy having a couple extra BP arms out there to throw?
Well, it's, you know, that also is that's really good BP. It's really good BP, so it will help. It gives a breather to everybody else also.
Felix Valerio this week has had a terrific week. Bunch of hits. It seems like every time you turn around, he's had another big-time hit. How much fun has it been to watch him play this week?
Well, you know, that's the Valerio that we were accustomed to watch last year, previous year. He has worked really hard and on some swing changes, and it seems like they're working and they're coming around. So it's fun just to watch him having some success out there.
You talk about those swing changes. He's been out seemingly more than anyone else working on his swing, getting some extra hacks in, getting that early work in. What's impressed you the most with his progress on those swing changes?
Well, solid contact. We look for solid contact and try to hit the ball on a line to all field. That's our goal. That's our definition. And you know, once you're able as a hitter to do that, you know, the other things are out of control. So control what you can.
One of the biggest news in the transaction side of things this week is Noah Campbell got promoted to AAA. How excited are you for Noah to get that ability and that chance to play against AAA competition?
Well, it's an opportunity that you know, I'm happy for him to have, and you know, he getting a taste to AAA, and you know, let's see how hopefully it goes his way, and he have a good success out there, and you know, and continue to improve and get better.
What was the most impressive thing you saw from Campbell during his time in Biloxi?
The ability of control the strike zone.
Well, that's been a big thing for a number of different guys. Tyler Black's another one. And we've talked about it a lot this year, the ability to control the strike zone. How has that development continued throughout the year?
Well, it's if we look at things the right way, you make better, more solid contact when you swing strikes. So the more often you can control the strike zone and not chase up or down or away, is more chances to have success. So that's what we're looking for players and for hitters, and you know, and that's what we preach. The more chances to have success is in the strike zone.
I feel like every time we talk, it's always about someone who's doing an incredible job on defense, because this is a team that works more on defense than seemingly anyone else in minor league baseball. Ethan Murray's made a couple of plays this week that just make your eyes pop. How important has he been to the defensive side of things this year?
Well, you know, when you're talking about defense, there is two sides of the game, offense and defense. So defense is a bit, you know, the one side of the coin that we as organization value a lot, and you know, so it's 50-50, you know, offense, 50 defense, and what he had add up is, you know, he's really steady defensively, and he has improved, and he continues to work hard in those areas, and we as an organization spend a lot of time on it, because we believe that when you get to the big league, you get an opportunity, you have to be able to make routine plays look routine. Tough plays makes it look easy. So by trying to do that, you're going to improve and you're going to elevate your game and have a better chance to be successful in the upper level.
You talk about that 50-50 side of the coin. How about that home run last night from Ethan?
Well, that's you know, that's pretty impressive, huh?
it was a shot.
You got to take everything that comes your way.
Well, Skip, thanks much for joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you, dude.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35. Big thank you to Mike Guerrero for joining us as our pregame interview tonight. As always on Fridays, as we get set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The Shuckers getting set to send the righty Carlos Rodriguez to the hill against the righty M.D. Johnson. Take a moment, take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. One game in progress right now. Top of the third inning in the Southern League. Tennessee up 1-0 on Chattanooga. Everybody else getting ready to go in just a couple of moments. Montgomery and Rocket City. And M-Braves and Birmingham get underway at 7:05. Around the Brewers system, two games in progress. Carolina and Lynchburg even at 1-4. Bottom of the second inning, Charlotte 0, Nashville 0. Thomas Pannone on the hill for the Sounds. It's a Sounds team that's done a real great job this week against the Charlotte Knights. Noah Campbell's made a couple of appearances looking for his first hit at the AAA level after being promoted back in the beginning of the week. At the big league level, bottom of the eighth inning, the Reds and Brewers knotted at 3 in a game that's been tightly contested in the series opener between the Reds and the Brewers. Interesting note, Corbin Burnes got thrown out of the game after 6 innings with 7 strikeouts, walked 4, gave up 3 runs on 2 hits. Didn't like a strike 3 call, but he was going to be out of the game anyways. 100 pitches, 6 innings, got tossed. His first career ejection, as that game's not in at 3 as we head to the final couple of moments in that one between the Brewers and the Reds. One game yet to get underway in the system outside of what's going on here in Biloxi. The Peoria Chiefs at 22-26 send Ian Bedell to the mound, 2-1 with a 1.44 ERA against Stephen Cruz and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who entered today at 16-31. Carlos Rodriguez set to go for Biloxi, 2-2 with a 2.82 ERA against the righty M.D. Johnson, 0-2 with a 4.72 ERA. Time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups for Pensacola. Nassim Nunez leads things off. Troy Johnston bats second. Dane Myers is in the 3 spot. Victor Mesa Jr. bats cleanup. Then it's Jose Devers, Norel Gonzalez, Cody Morissette, Bennett Hostetler, and Griffin Conine, 1-5. They'll work against Rodriguez. Again, 2-2, 2.89 ERA in 9 starts. 44 2/3 innings, 20 walks, 62 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 173 against him. He's been especially good against left-handed bats this year. This is a left-handed heavy order for Pensacola. 7 of the 9 in the order will come up from the left side. Lefties hitting just 169 against Rodriguez in 2023. For Biloxi, Isaac Collins leads it off. Jackson Churio bats second. Jefferson Caro's in the 3 spot. Xavier Warren, switch hitter, bats fourth. Then it's Ethan Murray, Tristan Lutz, Carlos Rodriguez, Wes Clark, and Felix Valerio. Tyler Black gets the day off. No work against the righty M.D. Johnson. 0-2 with a 4.72 ERA over 9 starts. 34 1/3 innings pitch, 17 walks, 40 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 205 against him. It's Johnson's third start against Biloxi in 2023. Made each of his first 2 starts at the AA level against Biloxi. Struck out 10, gave up 3 runs over 8 innings of work. Started the home opener for Biloxi against Biloxi, which was the home opener for the Shuckers here at MGM Park on the 4th game of the season. Also started the Sunday game of that series where Pensacola won it by a 4-2 final. Underway in just a couple of minutes from here in Biloxi, it's the Shuckers at 24-24 against the 30-18 Pensacola Blue Wahoo. Shuckers getting set to take the field. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill. The Shuckers wearing their New Orleans Saints jerseys on Saints Hall of Fame weekend. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Back with first pitch after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Jordan, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it. 7-6
all season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Happy Friday and welcome to MGM Park on the Mississippi coast. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 24-24. Getting set to take on the 30-18 Pensacola Blue Wahoos in a matchup of the first and second place teams here in the Southern League South Division. David Blake with you throughout the night here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live. The righty Carlos Rodriguez goes for Biloxi. He's been a joy to watch this year. 2-2 with a 2.82 ERA. Over nine starts this year. Makes his 10th start of the year, 44 2/3 innings, 20 walks, 62 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 173 against him. Top of the order for Pensacola, Nassim Nunez, Troy Johnston, and Dane Myers. Nunez, a switch hitter, steps in from the left side against the righty Rodriguez, who delivers home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0, and we're officially underway here on a Friday night. First pitch time, 6:39 p.m. Central. Rodriguez kicks and delivers. Wave and a miss. Change up low. Count evens, one ball, one strike. 81 degrees and partly cloudy here in Biloxi. The pitch home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Wind right now goes right to left at 9 miles an hour. The 1-2 delivery misses up and away. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez this year hitting 247, 366 OBP. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball, foul back. Rodriguez stumbles on the mound for a moment. Count stays at 2-2. Looks like he just lost his footing on his way down the hill. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball misses away. Count goes full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez stands in, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. 21-year-old from Nicaragua. 3-2 pitch. Misses way inside. And it's a leadoff walk to Nunez. Rodriguez didn't walk a batter in his last start. Walks the leadoff man and brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. Last start for Rodriguez, the best of his career. 7 innings, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts, and threw 100 pitches. 11 strikeouts, 7 innings, 100 pitches, all career highs. First pitch, misses inside to Johnston. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers tonight wearing their Saints Hall of Fame weekend jerseys. They're Saints jerseys, but making Biloxi Shuckers. Says Shuckers on the back. The 1-0 delivery. Fouled back. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Shuckers rocking their black home caps with the white pants. Pensacola's got their Hawaiian shirt look. Pink jersey with a bunch of flowers and Blue Wahoos logo on the left chest. Gray pants. The pitch home. Line drive over Valerio's glove at second and in a right for a base hit. Rodriguez picks it up, fires it hurriedly into second. Not in time. Johnston reaches on a single. Now runners on first and second. Nobody out for the righty, Dane Myers. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Biloxi. Isaac Collins is in left. Jackson Churio's in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Xavier Warren plays third. Ethan Murray's at short. Valerio at second. We just met him. Wes Clark's at first. And Jefferson Caro's behind the plate. Righty Dane Myers steps in. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Rodriguez fires. Fastball called strike one. Rodriguez, a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. Myers this year hitting a team best 282 for Pensacola. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens. 1 ball, 1 strike. Myers hit a big-time home run last night for Pensacola. 3-run shot in the 6th inning. That tied the game up at 3. The last batter, Shuckers starter Christian Mejia's faced. Rodriguez sets, looks at second, now delivers. Both runners go. The pitch misses up high. The throw to second. On the money, the tag. Not in time. Johnson slid to the outfield side of the bag. Just got around the tag. Double steal. 26th stolen base of the year for Nunez. He wrestles away the league lead from Tyler Black. Now the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Nobody out. 2 runners in scoring position for Pensacola. Wes Clark, Tucker's first baseman, comes in. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball fouled back. Count evens at 2-2. Johnston off second, Nunez off third. The 2-2 delivery. Lifted out to left center field. Collins goes back, watches it go, and it's a 3-run homer for Dane Myers. Second straight day with a 3-run homer, and it's a 3-0 lead for Pensacola, 3 batters in. crosses home. Sixth homer of the year, up to 21 driven in. That one, 108 off the bat, 418 feet. His second homer that flies 400 plus feet in as many days against Biloxi. Blue Wahoos out to an early 3-0 lead. Brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. First pitch to him, lifted foul. Out of play. Count goes down and one. Victor Mesa Jr., 257 hitter. The pitch. Check swing, doesn't matter. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes down and two. Nobody out in the top of the first inning. First three all reached and all scored against Rodriguez. The righty delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to one and two. The 1-2 delivery. Called strike three on the inside corner. Good change up from Rodriguez. First out of the inning brings up the lefty Jose Devers. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Biloxi in the top of the first inning. Rodriguez delivers to the lefty Devers. Checks his swing. Home plate umpire making Hammond says he goes around. Count goes 2-1. Hammond's behind the plate. First base umpire is Tom O'Neill. And Joe McCarthy's the third base umpire. A one pitch. Called strike two on the outside corner. Rodriguez is going to the changeup early and often. The 0-2 pitch misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. There's a fastball at 91. The 1-2 delivery misses up and away. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two strikes, Devers trips up a bit on the bat. Here, back of the left-handed box, 2-2 pitch. Chops it foul off his front foot. Good thing Devers has that big-time EvoShield leg guard on his right leg. Though we saw it last night with Lamar Sparks. It doesn't always work. Sparks fouled one off just above the leg guard at 105 off the bat. 2-2 delivery. Lifted out to center. Churio under it. Towards left center. Makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Norel Gonzalez. 3-0 Pensacola. Top of the first inning. Gonzalez, a 314 hitter on the year. Digs in. Starts kicking at the very back line in the chalk in that left-handed batter's box. Gets his footing. A little bit of a wide stance. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Checkers have TJ Shook up in the pen. Rodriguez is 26th pitch of the inning. Pitch home. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count goes 0-2. Now, we've seen this throughout the year. Shook getting up in the pen does not mean he's coming into the game next inning. More just insurance. 0-2 pitch, curveball, wave, and a miss. So after the first three reach and a homer from Dane Myers drives in three, it's three in a row retired by Rodriguez. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through half inning of play, 3-0 Pensacola. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. Shuckers trail it 3-0 against Pensacola. Three-run homer by Dane Myers in the top of the first inning. It was an early lead to the righty M.D. Johnson, set to make his 10th start of the year, 0-2 with a 4.72 ERA. 34 and a third innings pitched, 17 walks and 40 strikeouts. Faces the switch hitter Isaac Collins. Digs in from the line against the righty Johnson. Johnson's first delivery. Collins takes a curveball, called strike one. Johnson, 6'5", 200 pounds, 25-year-old. By way of Dallas Baptist University. The 0-1 pitch to Collins. Misses up and in. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Collins hitting 244 on the year with a 460 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball, lifted foul, up and out of play. It goes to 1-2. Count at 1-2 against Collins. Very back of the left-handed box. Johnson's 1-2 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Top of the order for Biloxi goes Collins, Churio, and Caro. Tyler Black gets a night off. Already Johnson stares in. Delivers home. Hold strike three at the knees. One batter, one strikeout for Johnson, and brings up the righty Churio. Churio's really been heating up recently. Average up to 253 on the year with a 305 OBP. Seven homers, 29 driven in. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Pensacola, bottom one. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Johnson throws just about every pitch you could think of. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and a changeup. A five-pitch guy. The 0-1 delivery. Churio hammers one back into center field for a base hit. Second straight day, Churio's had a hit in the first inning. Both of them at 100-plus off the bat. Yesterday was 110-mile-an-hour double. Today, it's a single and launches off the bat at 102 and puts him in on first with one away for the righty Jefferson Caro. Caro hitting 269 on the year with a 304 OBP. Johnson checks back to first. Long way to go for Churio, but he's back in time. On top of all the defense, all the power, Churio's speed on the base paths, and another tool in his arsenal. 12 for 13 in stolen bases this year. He's got a big lead off first. Pitch. Caro, big strike one on the inner half. Bennett Hostler's behind the plate. Dane Myers is at third. Johnston's at first. At short is Jose Devers, and at second is Nassim Nunez. Outfield from left to right, Griffin Conine, Victor Mesa Jr., and Narel Gonzalez. Pitch home, Churio goes, misses low. Hostetler's thrown, not in time. And Churio's got 13 stolen bases on the year. Churio also put himself in scoring position. This game started a lot like last night ended. Runs coming in bunches. Three in the top of the inning for Pensacola on a three-run homer from Dane Myers. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Chirio takes his leadoff second. Nunez, the second baseman, shifted a bit over to keep him honest. Johnson delivers. Lifted out to center. Mesa Jr. charges in on it. Nunez comes out and it drops between everybody. Chirio speeds to third. It's a bloop single for Caro. Runners on the corners now with one away. Brings up the tying run. Switch hitter Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side against the righty Johnson. Warren, switch hitter, batting 188 this year. Went 2-for-5 last game. Johnson delivers. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. Yesterday's game had 14 combined runs. 11 of the 14 came in the sixth inning or later. Checkers scored in three of the final four innings. The pitch home. Warren takes a strike inside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Dating back to the sixth inning last night, Pensacola scored in five straight innings. Checkers 90 feet away from scoring in four of their last five innings. Runners at first and third with one away. The pitch lifted out to center. Devers the shortstop out. Mesa Jr. in, heads towards left center. He makes the catch. Chirio bluffs a tag. The throw home's deflected away. Ostentler grabs it, and everybody stays put. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Two outs, runners in the corners. 3-0, Pensacola over Biloxi. Murray's had a good series. 3-for-9. Big-time home run yesterday. 405 feet to right center. Caro at first, Chirio at third. Johnson delivers. Misses low with the fastball. Count goes to 1-0. Checkers trail it 3-0. Murray's home run yesterday, a two-run shot. The 1-0 delivery. Takes inside, count goes to 2-0. Let's talk with Murray today. He said that home run yesterday is the first one he ever hit to the power alleys here at MGM Park. It takes a swing to get it out. Down the line's just 325, but it gets deep quick. The 2-0 delivery. Murray chips it on the ground, third base side. Myers, the third baseman, backhands it, fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. 3-0 Pensacola after one. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair. Located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the second inning, back in Biloxi. We'll be right back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. The lefty Cody Morrison leads off against the righty Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch home. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Morissette, the leadoff man for Pensacola, 189 hitter this year. Rodriguez delivers. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-0. It was a weird first inning for Rodriguez. First two rates, and then Dane Myers in a three-run homer. Next three, retired. 2-0 delivery. Lifted out to right. Rodriguez tracks over towards right center. He's under it. Makes the catch. Morissette's retired. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Bennett Hostetler. Hostetler hitting 227 this year with a 382 OBP. The pitch home. Roped foul. Left field side. Tails out of play. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Hostetler, 227 average with a 382 OBP. Rodriguez fires. Curveball, chopped back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Churio picks it up. Hostetler tallies a hit. Puts a man on with one away for the lefty, Griffin Kona. 3-0 Pensacola. Top of the second inning. Been a couple hard-hit balls today from the Blue Wahoos against Rodriguez. That one, 101 off the bat. Rodriguez delivers. Misses low with a changeup. Count goes to 1-0. Pensacola is just a tough team to miss barrels against. They don't strike out at all. The 1-0 delivery. Check swing. Pitch misses low. Third base umpire Joe McCarthy says he doesn't go around. And the count goes to 2-0. Entering today, Pensacola had only struck out 437 times. 20 lower than anyone else in the Southern League. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Entering today in the Southern League, the Shuckers had struck out 459 times, and the Blue Wahoos had struck out 437 times, the only two teams under 500 in the league. 3-0 pitch misses way inside. Conine backs out of the way. After the flyout, it's a single and a walk to put two on with nobody out. Brings up the switch hitting Nassim Nunez. Pensacola up 3-0. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
3-0 Pensacola, top of the second inning. Two on, pitch home. Nunez chops it foul. Count goes to 1-1. Nunez, a switch hitter in from the left side. Three runs, three hits, no errors for Pensacola. Shuckers stranded two in the first. Nunez walked in the first inning. Part of two walks allowed today by Rodriguez. Who delivers home? Roped! Foul. First base side all the way to the Shuckers bullpen and right. Count goes to 1-2. That could have been dangerous quickly for the Shuckers. Fortunately, just a long strike, too. The 0-2 delivery. chops it in front of the plate. Rodriguez grabs it, goes to second for one. Murray fakes the throw to first. Good play by Rodriguez off the hill. Nunez grounds into a fielder's choice. Hostetler to third. Now runners in the corners with two outs for the lefty, Troy Johnston. He keeps the force out at play at second. Johnston now up. Two away, runners in the corners. 3-0 Pensacola here in the second inning. Rodriguez fires. Lifted out to right center field. Rodriguez, the right fielder, over. He's called off by the center fielder, Churio, who makes the catch and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Through an inning and a half, it's 3-0 Blue Wahoos. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Lot.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're on the count. Bottom of the second inning against the righty M.D. Johnson. Back at MGM Park. Pensacola 3, Shuckers nothing. Righty-righty match. Righty Johnson delivers home. Lutz swings and fouls it back. Count goes to 1. Lutz, a 200 hitter on the year with a 298 OBP. Smashed his first homer of the year yesterday. The Shuckers smashed two homers in the third inning. Johnson delivers home. Fastball misses away. Count evens, 1-1. Johnson and Biloxi, especially the guys who were in high A last year, real familiar with M.D. Johnson. The 1-1 delivery. Lutz lifts it foul, first base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Johnson was named the 2022 Midwest League Pitcher of the Year, played with the Beloit Sky Carp. Not too far away from Appleton, Wisconsin, home of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The 1-2 delivery misses away. Count evens, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. What's the very back of the right-handed box? The pitch home. Swings and pops it up, foul. Out of play on the first base side. Count stays 2-2. Johnson gets his sign. Now delivers another 2-2 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side out of play. Smacks off the top with a sweet level, and a guy in the concourse jumps up and makes a leaping grab. What an impressive play. It didn't even come off a hop either. Deflected off the wall, back down to the bowl. Jumped up and caught it. The 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss on a curveball. Second strikeout today from Lutz. Second strikeout today from Johnson. Brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez digs in from the left side. Team high 274 average this year. 366 OBP. Johnson's first pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Johnson fires, misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Johnson's year in Beloit in 2022 is about the only time he's ever going to be outside the state of Florida playing in the Pensacola and the Bruton in the Marlins system. Rodriguez lifts this one out to short left. Conine comes in and makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two away now, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 3-0. Bottom of the second inning. Righty Wes Clark steps in. Four straight retired now by Johnson. And the Shuckers got runners at first and third with one away in the first inning. Johnson delivers home. Clark waves and misses at a slider. And the count goes to 1-1. The pitch home. Lifted out to center. Mesa Jr. goes back. Warning track. Wall rounds it off. A step shy of the wall at the farthest part of the park. Makes the catch for the final out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Johnson. With the third. 3-0 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network on Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere. Supply for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Rodriguez back on the hill against the righty. Dane Myers, first pitch, curveball, called strike one. Myers bats in the three spot for Pensacola. 1-for-1 today with a three-run homer. The pitch misses away, and the count evens. 1-ball, 1-strike. Myers' is homer, his second one of 400-plus feet in as many days. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. He's responsible for all three runs on the board right now for Pensacola. Calls time and takes a step out. Now the 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch to Myers. Misses away. Hooks a slider outside of the zone. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reminder, fans, you can join the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Rodriguez's 2-2 delivery. Curveball rolled on the ground, left side of the infield. Murray gets it deep in the hole from short. Fires the first couple of hops, not in time. Myers beats it out. He's 2-for-2 today. Brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Again, the Text the Booth line number, 601-514-0776. Fourth hit today for Pensacola. Myers has half of them. Brings up the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. Three nothing Pensacola here in the third inning. Rodriguez sets at the belt. Now delivers. Changeup. Called strike one. Rodriguez was drafted by the Brewers in the sixth round of the 2021 draft out of Florida Southwestern State College. At a JUCO powerhouse in Florida. The 0-1 delivery. Bunt shown. Foul back. Hits the top of the netting and bounces down. Count goes to 0-2. Rodriguez comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Pops it up. Out to left. Collins, the left fielder, calls everybody off. Makes the grab. First out of the inning. Mesa Jr. falls to 0-for-2 today and brings up the lefty, Jose Devers. Steps in at the very back of the left-handed box. 3-0 Pensacola, top of the third inning. The pitch home. Fouled off. Behind home plate out of play. That goes 2-1. Couple of fans scurried over to grab it. One girl tried to play it off the bounce, and then another one ran by and grabbed it away. The 0-1 pitch to Devers. Hammered out to center. Not deep, though. Churio tracks in on it and makes the catch. Smacking out of the end. Hit hard, but he got a bit too much under it. 2 outs, 1 on. 3-0 Pensacola at the top of the third inning. Gonzalez struck out back in the first. Part of 2 strikeouts tonight from Rodriguez. Both strikeouts came in the first. Checks back to first. Myers back in time. Rodriguez has really done a good job working around trouble after that 3-run homer from Myers back in the first. The pitch home. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez out of Florida Southwestern State College was the highest draft pick out of Florida Southwestern State since 1993. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count evens up 1-1.
Two more, just like that.
He was the highest draft pick ever since they changed the name to Florida Southwestern State back in 2014. The only guy picked higher than him in the school's entire history was a guy named Kerry Ward back in 1993. 1-1 pitch. Checks his swing. Ball misses away. Doesn't go around. And the count goes to 2-1. That was back when the school was named Edison State College, named after Thomas Edison. The man who invented the light bulb. Rodriguez's 2-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Now, the big difference between Florida Southwestern and the other schools you'll hear about, like South Carolina, Ole Miss, Southern Miss, is that it's a junior college, a lot like Pearl River Community College, where it's a 2-year school instead of a 4-year school. 3-1 pitch, fouled back out of play. Count goes to 3-2. And the interesting part about junior college players is that, unlike players who go to 4-year schools and have to wait 3 years or until their 21st birthday to be drafted, you go to a junior college, all you need to do is pitch 1 year and play 1 year, and you're eligible to be drafted. That's what Rodriguez did. The 3-2 pitch, Myers is off. Checks his swing. It's off the outside corner. Caro checks around. Third base umpire Joe McCarthy, who's positioned up the middle, says he doesn't go. Gonzalez walks. Runners on first and second with two away. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morissette. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball called strike one. Morissette's a guy who's been likely glued to the college baseball regionals that started today, the Division I level, as Boston College Eagles were in action in the Tuscaloosa regional against Troy today. The 0-1 pitch. Chopped on the ground, first base side. Quark has to go over his glove and into right. Myers rounds third and comes home. Throw to second to check. Back on Gonzalez is not in time. It goes as a hit. A tough hop. Rockets the ball over Quark's glove. It's an RBI single for Morissette. His first of the series. And it's 4-0 Pensacola. Brings out the catcher, Jefferson Caro. Morissette at first, Gonzalez at second. Rodriguez has been on the side of some tough luck here in the inning. Former South Carolina Gamecock, TJ Shook, gets up in the bullpen. That was Rodriguez's 60th pitch of the night. Carroll walks back to the plate. It's Shook up. It's either insurance if a couple more runs come home, or Guerrero doesn't want Rodriguez to go much longer in this thing. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Hostetler's the eighth man in the order. It's him, Conine, and then Nunez, who would come up for the third time already against Rodriguez. A 4-0 game. Blue Wahoo's up in the third. Pitch home. Called strike inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Right here. Rodriguez is good for 90-plus pitches in appearance. Trying to work out of this inning. No balls, two strikes, two away. His 63rd pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. By the way, a big hello tonight to Kane, who's listening in from the Saints autograph line for the Saints Hall of Fame. A couple of players signing autographs up the first baseline here at MGM Park. Thanks so much for tuning in, Kane. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up and in. Count evens 2-2. You can join in on the text the booth line, 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch to Hostetler. Hurt ball chopped on the ground, left side of the infield. Murray, the shortstop, grabs it, takes a step, fires to first. That ends the inning. One run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through 2.5. 4-0 Pensacola. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Third inning, 9-1-2 up for Biloxi. They trail it 4-0 against Pensacola. MD Johnson on the hill against the righty Felix Valerio. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Johnson's been staked to a 4-0 lead. 3 in the first, 1 in the third for Pensacola. The pitch home. Slider misses away. Count evens, 1-1. Where were you hitting? 248 this year, 336 OBP. Pitch home, slider misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. Johnson's allowed two hits, both came in the first inning. The right-hander delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Johnson had a good second inning. Tied the side in order. Now the 3-1 pitch. Lifted out to center. Mesa Jr. goes back to the warning track, to the wall, leaps and makes the grab, crashes into the wall, and steals an extra base hit away from Valerio. That's the second straight ball that's gone deep in the left center. Mesa Jr. caught Corks and the second about a step shy of the wall. This time, he crashes into the wall and makes the catch for the out. Brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Steps in from the left side. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Pensacola in the third. Johnson fires. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Collins 0-for-1 today, not looking for a strikeout back in the first. The 1-0 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Line drive, one hops Johnston and rolls in a right for a base hit. Hopped right over his glove. He tried to lunge to towards second to grab it, and it hopped up and over. It extends Collins' on base streak to 6 straight, hit streak to 3 in a row, and brings up the righty Jackson Churia. Man on first, one away. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the third. Johnson delivers. Fastball called strike one. Oh,
M.D. Johnson stares in. Now comes set. The 0-1 delivery. Churio whips it. Foul. Left field side. Tails out of play. Konine makes the catch. Step into fair territory. Tail back with the wind. And Churio's retired. Second out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Efferson Caro. Collins at first. Two outs, 4-0 Pensacola. Caro steps in from the right side. 1-for-1 today with a single. He's tallied a hit each of his last three games. Check back to first. Long way to go. Collins back in time. Johnson has not gone by MD for his entire life, 25 years old. His legal name is Michael David Johnson. The pitch home. Collins off to second. Caro ropes to right center field. Gonzalez goes back with Mesa Jr. It chops off the wall in right center. Collins around third. Relay comes in to Nunez. Fires it home. One hop, not in time. It's an RBI double from Jefferson Caro. And the Shuckers get on the board here in the third inning. It's 4-1 Pensacola. Caro pulverized that one. 104 off the bat. His second hit today. Brings home his 23rd RBI of the year. It's now 4-1. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side. Johnson kicks and delivers. Fouled back. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Warren flew out to center last time up. The pitch, wave and a miss and a changeup. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, chopped weakly back to the mound. Johnson grabs it, underhands to first, and Matt ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers get on the board. Efferson Caro's 2-for-2 today. Drives in a run. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 4-1 Blue Wahoos after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ's Auto Parts. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Carlos Rodriguez back on the hill for Biloxi. Faces lefty Griffin Konine as we move to the fourth inning. 4-1 Pensacola over Biloxi. First pitch, wave and a miss at a fastball. And the count goes to 0-1. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night with us here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Rodriguez delivers. Misses low and inside. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Four runs on five hits for Pensacola, including a three-run homer. Pitch home. Wave and a miss and a changeup. Count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, the Shuckers, one run on four hits, including an RBI double from Jefferson Caro. Pitch home, curveball, ruled foul, first base side. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez fires, misses up and in. Counts at 2-2. Conine was walked back in the second. The pitch, wave and a miss. What was a changeup by him at 82? First out of the inning, third strikeout today for Rodriguez. Brings up the switch hitting Nassim Nunez from the left side. Nunez, leadoff man in the order. 0-for-1 today with a fielder's choice and a walk. First pitch to him. Fastball blazes in for strike one. 91 on the gun. Rodriguez jumps ahead in the count. Quickly delivers home. Chopped foul, first base side, couple hops. Pensacola's first base coach makes the grab and underhands it, couple rows back. Couple kids in the stands. Counted no balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Changeup misses away. Count goes to 1-2. It has been a changeup heavy approach today from Rodriguez. That's been his go-to pitch. The 1-2 delivery. Checks his swing. Pitch off the outside corner. Doesn't go. Count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled on the ground right side of the infield and through in right for a base hit. Man on with one away for the lefty, Troy Johnston. ...4-1 Pensacola up on Biloxi. Top of the fourth inning. Game four of a six-game set between these two teams. The pitch home. Bunt shown. Rolled up the third baseline. Foul. Count goes to 0-1. Johnston tried to bunt his way on. Shuckers had shifted the infield over. Ethan Murray, the shortstop, still playing. Maybe a step to the left of right behind the second base bag. Xavier Warren, the third baseman, has shifted over about 25 feet off the line. Back to first. Nunez is back in time. He's already stolen a base today. Takes sole possession of first place in the Southern League stolen base leaderboards. Breaks a tie between himself and Tyler Black, who's got the day off tonight for Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch. Johnston lifts it foul behind home plate, out of play. Count goes to 0-2. Rodriguez sets. Now delivers home. Fastball up high. Count goes to 1-2. Johnston's 1-for-2 today. Single and a fly out to center. Righty Rodriguez sets in the hill. Now delivers home. Ropes it out to center. Churio back on it. Turns around back towards the warning track. Sticks up the glove and makes the running grab. He's got more range than maybe anybody else in the Southern League. Went all the way back to the warning track to make the grab. Two outs now. And it brings up the righty Dane Myers. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Southern League scoreboard in the Nohaw Parks Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Smokies.com. Top six, Chattanooga up 6-2 on the Tennessee Smokies. Check back to first. Nunez back in time. Bottom of the fifth inning. Trash Pandas and Biscuits are knotted at nothing. And top of the third, scoreless at Regions Field in Birmingham, Barons and Embrace. The pitch home. Myers takes a strike. Camp goes 0-1. Myers is at a great day today. 2-for-2 with a home run and a single. It's his second multi-hit game of the series. The 0-1 pitch. Misses up high, and the count evens. One ball and one strike. Pitch count's getting up there for Rodriguez. Got to throw his 83rd pitch of the night. Delivers it home. Checks his swing on a pitch up and in. Check around. First base umpire Tom O'Neill says he doesn't go. And the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers have had a couple of different guys up and getting warm in the bullpen. The 2-1 delivery. Third ball. Hit foul. First base side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. TJ Shuck back on the bullpen mound. Getting warm. Check back to first. Nunez again back in time. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Tipped foul back to the screen. And stays at 2-2. Nunez takes his lead off first. Rodriguez's 2-2 pitch. Fouled off. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Beginning to become a lengthy at-bat for Dane Myers at the plate against Rodriguez. TJ Shook continues to get warm. It's the third straight inning he's been up in the bullpen. The 2-2 pitch, curveball misses away. The count goes to 3-2. Full count with Nunez at first. Pitch homies off. Hammered out to right and foul. Count stays full. The 3-2 delivery. Nunez is off. The pitch is hammered out to left. Collins goes back, looks up, and it's way gone. Second homer of the day for Myers, and it's 6-1 Pensacola. Crosses home, 96 off the bat, 374 feet. Brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero, and the Shuckers sent to go to the bullpen. 6-1 Pensacola, two outs, nobody on in the fourth inning. Shook into the game. Rodriguez exits. We're back after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast. Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Pensacola leads it 6-1. Six runs on seven hits, and the last one a two-run homer from Dane Myers. Knocked Carlos Rodriguez out of the game. Brings in the righty T.J. Shook. Faces the lefty Victor Mesa Jr. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes 0-1. Mesa Jr. 0-2 at the plate. Strikeout and a flyout. It's been his defensive center that's been a calling for today. The pitch. Called strike outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Between him and Jackson Churio, center field's been covered on both sides. Couple of great catches into the gap for Mesa Jr. Churio's had a couple nice catches towards the wall. No balls, two strikes, two away. Right-hander Shook kicks and delivers home to the lefty Mesa Jr. Wave and a miss. That ends the inning. Hits him with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball low in the inning. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 3.5. It's 6-1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The fourth inning. Pitch home. Marie, strike one. Six runs on seven hits and two homers for Pensacola. One run on four hits and one double. One extra base hit for Biloxi. Murray's 0 for 1 today. Johnson delivers home. Spikes it low. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Murray's one of seven different guys on this Biloxi Shuckers roster that has a tie. Sweet team playing in the a pitch home misses away. The count goes to 2-1. One of seven different guys on the roster with connections to a team playing in the Division I baseball tournament that started today in college baseball. The 2-1 pitch to Murray. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Murray made it to the NCAA tournament with Duke back when they won the 2021 ACC title. The 3-1 delivery. This is low, ball four. And Biloxi works it off one. Brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Pensacola leads at 6-1 over Biloxi. Lutz is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Pitch home. This is up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Johnson's Dallas Baptist Patriots were in action today. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Brings out the catcher, Bennett Hostetler, to talk to him. Johnson was drafted by the Marlins back in 2019 out of Dallas Baptist after a terrific college career. Set the Dallas Baptist program record, 29 wins in his career. And that was all before he earned the nickname MD. His legal name is Michael David Johnson. He's gone by MD, and it got shortened to Doc when he was in Batavia in short season ball. Pitch Lutz, called strike. Count goes to 2-1. He's always gone by MD while playing baseball. Got that nickname with the former short season affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Batavia Muck Dogs, New York Penn League. Check back to first, where he dives back in. The only other prominent Doc in baseball is Roy Halladay. Hall of Fame career for the Blue Jays and the Phillies. The 2-1 pitch to Lutz. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count evens, 2-2. Murray off first, nobody out. The pitch to Lutz, misses low when the count goes full. This is the first time Johnson's gone back-to-back three-ball counts today. He's only walked one batter. That was to Murray, he was the last guy up. The 3-2 pitch. Misses low. Bounces in a Hostetler mitt. Back-to-back walks. Puts runners at first and second with nobody out. Brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez and brings out the pitching coach, Dave Island. Shuckers trail it by a 6-1 score. Two runners on, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Pensacola jumped on the board early. Three-run home run from Dane Myers in the first. They scored one in the third on an RBI single from Cody Morrison and got two more in the fourth off Dane Myers' second homer of the day, this time a two-run shot. Well, the Shuckers got their lone run last inning on an RBI double from Jefferson Caro. The Island back to the dugout. Rodriguez in from the left side. Johnson delivers. Rodriguez lifts it to left center field. Makes it Junior on his horse towards the warning track. Makes the catch. And retires Rodriguez for the first down of the inning. Mesa Jr. covered a ton of ground there to grab it. One away brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Blue Wahoos lead it 6-1. Murray at second, Lutz at first. Johnson delivers. Curve ball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Court, drafted out of South Carolina. They're in action right now, hosting a regional in Columbia in the NCAA tournament. The 1-0 delivery. Hammers it out to left. Conine watches it fly, and it's way gone. A three-run homer for Wes Clark, and the Shuckers back in this. It's 6-4. Clark points to the crowd. Crosses home, gets a couple of big high fives. Three-run homer, 106 off the bat, 391 feet, and the Shuckers now trail it by two. First pitch to the righty, Valerio. Lifted out to center. Mesa Jr. goes back, makes the catch on the run. Second out of the inning. Brings up the switch inning, Isaac Collins. Mesa Jr. has been everywhere tonight. That's the fifth flyout to Mesa Jr. the Shuckers have had tonight. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom four, 6-4. Pensacola up on Biloxi. Pitch home. Misses up and into the switch inning, Isaac Collins, who's in from the left side. Pitch to the plate. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Pitch home. Called Frank outside corner. Count goes to 3-1. The righty kicks and delivers. Rolled on the ground right side of the infield. Pass Johnston into Nunez's glove at second. Fires the first in time. Good job by Johnson to cover and grab it on the run. That ends the inning. But the Shuckers get three runs on one swing of the bat. Wes Clark's fourth homer of the year. No errors and nobody left on base. It's been a run-filled bonanza at MGM Park. 6-4 after four. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning in Biloxi. Pensacola 6, Biloxi 4 in what's been a run-filled game. 10 combined runs on 12 combined hits. A time clock violation is called on the leadoff man, Jose Devers. And the count goes to 0-1. Before T.J. Shook even throws the first pitch of his first full inning in relief. The 0-1 delivery. Capped foul. Count goes to 0-2. Shook makes his ninth appearance of the year. ERA of 4.43 in 22 innings. 9 walks, 26 strikeouts. Works first base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Rolling on the ground right side. One hops Clark at first. Pivots. Fires low to Shook and a dribble by him. Devers rounds first. Runs into Shook. Hero throws to second. The tag in time. But it's not going to count. Obstructions called on Shook, who while covering first base had Devers run into him. Just a brutal call for Biloxi. Some tough luck. And it brings out the manager, Mike Herrera. Shook was covering first base like every pitcher does on a ball that one-hops Clark. The only problem is when the ball went by, took a step towards the outfield to set his feet, and Devers ran into him. Guerrero talking with first base umpire Tom O'Neill. He's been out a couple of times this week to talk with his umpiring crew. Points around and continues to talk to O'Neill. A lengthy conversation. Maybe the longest we've seen any manager talk with an umpire this year. So the play goes a single and an error. Devers reaches second. On the air. Actually, no, there is no error called because of the obstruction. He's now at second. Nobody out. Brings up the lefty, Nerol Gonzalez. Manager Mike Guerrero heads back to the dugout in a 6-4 game. Ever since about the sixth inning yesterday, these two teams offensively have been getting after it. The pitch to Gonzalez. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 2-1. Six runs on 8 hits for Pensacola. 4 runs on 5 hits for Biloxi. Shook delivers to Gonzalez. Misses low and inside. Count evens up 1-1. Shook's last appearance was a start on Sunday. Got the loss against Montgomery. 2 earned runs allowed in 3 2/3 innings. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch misses low. Goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Shook gets a new baseball. Gonzalez stands at the very back of the left-handed box. A wide stance. The 2-1 delivery. Takes inside, pops in and out of Caro's glove. Tries to gather it and bobbles it. Devers off to third. Now the infield comes in for Biloxi. Count it 3-1. Goes as a wild pitch. 3-1, nobody out. The pitch. Checks his swing. The check to third. Third base umpire Joe McCarthy says he goes around. And the count goes full. Shook. Stands ready, now delivers. Line drive right to Murray at short. Makes a leaping grab and saves a run. Another day, another great play from the former Duke Blue Devil, Ethan Murray. That was former college baseball teams getting a win in the opening of regionals. One of their former stars, Ethan Murray, making a great play here in Biloxi. One out, runner on third. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morissette. The pitch. Wave and a miss at a changeup. Count goes to 1-1. The pitch. Line drive in right for a base hit. Devers jogs home. Rodriguez throws it in. Blue Wahoos have scored for the fourth inning tonight. It's 7-4. Second RBI today for Morrison. Brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. One out, man on. On home for Pensacola. Shook sets. Now delivers. Fastball called strike one on the inside corner. Morissette takes his lead off first. The pitch home. Curveball smacked on the ground up the middle. Murray grabs it, underhands Valerio at second for one. The return to first in time for a double play. 6-4-3 to end the inning, and the Sheckers get out of things. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Halfway through in Biloxi, 7-4 Pensacola. Back after this, the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Sheckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night. Presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Sheckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Sheckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Centurio leads it off for the Sheckers against the righty M.D. Johnson, 7-4 Pensacola. We've had 11 combined runs on 14 combined hits. The first pitch to Churio, Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. Churio's one for two today with a single and a flyout. The pitch home. Misses low. When the count evens, one ball and one strike. Johnson's looked good tonight. Outside of one bad pitch to Wes Clark. The 1-1 delivery. Misses up. And count goes to 2-1. The one bad pitch to Clark came with two runners on last inning, and Clark promptly hit it 391 feet for his fourth homer of the year. The 2-1 pitch to Churio takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. It's 2-3-4 in the order due up this inning. Third trip through the middle of the order for Johnson. He delivers home. Churio fouls it back up and out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Randy Johnson works middle of the rubber from the windup, kicks and delivers. Hooks a slider away for ball four. Churio works the walk. Nobody's on in front of him. He's already stolen a base tonight. Up to 13 steals on the year. Randy Efferson Cairo comes up. Tying run on deck for Biloxi. That's how wild this game's been. Blue Wahoos have seven runs. And yet the Shuckers get one man on, and they have the tying run on deck. First pitch to the righty, Caro. Takes away with a slider. Count goes to 1-0. Caro's two for two today. Single and a double. He's driven in a run. Check back first. Churio dances back to the bag. The 1-0 delivery. Checks his swing. Ends up going around. Count evens. One ball and one strike. Top of the order has done a lot of the damage for Biloxi today. They have four Biloxi's five hits. And they've reached base five times as a trio. Collins, Churio, and Caro. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Johnson's 2-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, that ends up with another walk. Strangely familiar to what happened last inning. Ethan Murray and Tristan Lutz both threw walks to start the inning. The 3-1 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Count goes full with three balls and two strikes. Churio takes his lead off first. Johnson, the first baseman, holds him on. Checks back to first. Long way to go. Churio just gets back in time. It's the final disengagement Johnson can use without recording an out. If you're Churio, you can get an extra step. See if he goes to second. 3-2 pitch, he's off. Misses up and in. He stays up. Slows down a little bit. Jefferson Caro continues with a very good night. 2-for-2 with a walk. He's now reached base three times. Runners in first and second. Nobody out. Tying run at the plate for Biloxi. And that ends the day for the righty, M.D. Johnson. Kevin Randall points to the pen. Johnson heads to the dugout. Tying run of the play when we come back and a new pitcher in the game for Pensacola. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Plate for Biloxi, Pensacola up 7-4 over the Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Xavier Warren, switch hitter, swings around and hits from the right side for the first time tonight against the lefty, Will Stewart. M.D. Johnson done, gives up four runs so far, but responsible for two young kids on the bases, Jackson Churio and Jefferson Caro. First pitch, time is called before the pitch goes. Pitch misses inside, pitch clock violation called, and the pitch, even though it was a ball, is also a ball on the violation. Stewart this year makes his sixth appearance, 11 and a third scoreless innings. The pitch to Warren, called strike inside corner, count evens, 1-1. Seven walks, 13 strikeouts, opponents hitting 154 against him. He's allowed two runs, but both runs were unearned. The pitch to Warren misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Warren's 0-2 today. Fly out to center. Ground out back to the mound. Chirio's at second. Caro's at first. The pitch. Warren hammers it down the left field line and rolls towards the corner. Churio rounds third and scores. Tonine bobbles it, and it rolls back towards center. Caro hustles around third, loses the helmet, touches home, and it's a two RBI double for Xavier Warren. The Shuckers go from down 6-1 to only down 7-6, and the tying runs at second with nobody out. Tonine just misplayed it left. It shot off the corner back towards center, and he couldn't corral it. 22nd and 23rd RBIs of the year for Warren. Shuckers now down 7-6. And Ethan Murray, guy who saved a run with a leaping grab in the top half of the inning, now comes up as the go-ahead run. The pitch home. Shows bunt, pulls it back, called strike one. Xavier Warren today builds off what was a terrific night 24 hours ago. He went 2-for-5. The 0-1 delivery. Shows bunt, pulls it back, called strike two. That takes away the punt. Infield now plays back. Warren takes his lead off second. Stewart delivers. Misses inside. Almost gets by Hostetler. Count one ball and two strikes. Count it, 1-2. Picks up his leg, turns around, stares at second. Warren just dances back to the bag. The 1-2 pitch. Murray waves and misses on a slider. First down of the inning brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. Lutz is 0-1 today with a walk. A big home run yesterday to get the Shuckers on the board. Tying run at second. One away, 7-6 Pensacola. The pitch. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Check back to second. Doesn't throw the ball, just fakes the throw. Warren dives back in. The pitch chopped up the third base side foul. Count evens, 1-1. Since the start of the sixth inning last night, the Shuckers were only up 3-0. These two teams have combined for 24 runs over the last 9 innings. Pensacola leads this one 7-6, 1 out, bottom 5. The pitch, slider away. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch misses inside and it hits him. So since Stewart comes in, it's gone double, strikeout, and a hit batter. And now it brings up Carlos Rodriguez. Run at second, go ahead run at first, 1 out, bottom of the 5th inning. Lefty Stewart kicks and delivers, misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Lines finalized for MD Johnson. Goes 4 innings, gives up 5 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Pitch to Rodriguez, misses away with a slider. Count goes to 2-0. Johnson also throws 75 pitches, just 40 strikes. Rodriguez is 0-2, fly out to left and a fly out to center. One of 5 different fly outs of the center fielder Victor Mesa Jr. by the Shuckers today. He shifted over a bit towards left. Stewart delivers. Misses away and the count goes to 3-0. Wes Quartz on deck. Quartz hammered a 3-run homer last inning. Bring the Shuckers back from 6-1 to only make it a 6-4 game. The 3-0 delivery. Rodriguez waves and misses. Fastball inside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. One of the rare 3-ball green lights we've seen from the Shuckers. But it was a healthy cut from Rodriguez. The 3-1 delivery. Misses up and in, ball 4. And Stewart's just lost the zone. Warren to third. Lutz to second. Rodriguez to first. Bases loaded with 1 out for Wes Clark. Biggest at-bat of the game right here. 1 away. Tying run stands 90 feet away. Clark last time up. Demolished a ball to left for a homer. The pitch. Takes strike one on the outside corner. Biloxi this year hitting 231 with the bases loaded. Clark's 1-for-3. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. A big cut from Clark. Count goes down with 2. Shuckers trailed 7-6. Clark takes his one timeout. Flex himself outside the box and steps in. Front of a good crowd here on a Friday night. And it's somehow only the fifth inning. This has got all the drama of a late inning night. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. Almost gets by Hostler. Count goes to 1-2. This has been one of the wildest series of the year for the Shuckers. Every single one of the first three games has been decided by 2 runs or less. Today, the Shuckers have come back from down 6-1 to trail by 1. Bases loaded, 1 away. The 1-2 pitch, fouled straight back. Rodriguez at first, Lutz at second, Warren's at third. The pitch takes inside and low. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart sets. Now the pitch. Inside almost hits him and the count goes full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nowhere to put him. Shuckers have drawn 18 bases loaded walks this year. 19th would tie the game. Stewart delivers. Inside, it's ball four. The 19th bases loaded walk of the year drawn by Biloxi. Drives in their 7th run of the night. They've come back from the brink, down 6-1, now tied 7-7 here in the 5th inning. Warren comes home, Lutz to 3rd, Rodriguez to 2nd, Clark to 1st with the RBI walk, his 4th RBI of the day. And brings out pitching coach Dave Island. Just 1 out in the inning, bases reloaded. Brings up the righty, Felix Valerio. Shuckers have sent 7 to the plate this inning. 6 have reached, and they only have 1 hit. Felix Valerio comes up. He's been on a hot streak this series. He's 0 for 2 today. But that's only dropped his series average to .500. He's 5 for 10. Home run, 2 driven in. Bases loaded, 1 out, 7-7 here in the 5th. The pitch misses low, squeaks by Hostetler. Count goes to 1-0. Only got maybe a couple of inches behind him. As everybody stay put. Lefty Stewart delivers. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-0. Stewart sets. Bases loaded. 1 away. The pitch takes inside and the count goes to 3-0. He just completely lost the zone. A hit batter, 2 straight walks, and now it's 3 balls and no strikes to the righty Felix Valerio. A bad one gives Biloxi the lead. The pitch. Called strike 1, top of the zone. The 3-1 pitch. Valerio swings and chops it on the ground to short. Devers gets it off his back foot to 2nd for 1. On to 1st. Not in time, and it gets into the crowd on a hop. Lutz comes home. The ball out of play drives home Rodriguez. And it's 9-7. Valerio reaches on a fielder's choice. Drives home Lutz. That's RBI. The second run Rodriguez is driven home on an E6. Barks retired. Valerio goes to second on that error. And it now brings out manager Kevin Randall. And Stewart taken out of the game. We've got wild and crazy in Biloxi. Checkers have scored 5 in the fifth. They lead it 9-7. New pitcher in the game when we return on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network in Valley.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
First pitch to Isaac Collins is fouled back. And the count goes to 1-1. Brady Puckett, the new pitcher on the hill. Shuckers have scored 5 in the inning off 1 hit. This is the third different pitcher used. Pitch home. Misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Stewart done after a third of an inning. Checks back to second. Felix Valerio lays back in. Valerio drove home the go-ahead run for Biloxi on an RBI fielder's choice. He then reached second on an E4. The 1-1 delivery. Collins lopes it foul into the dugout of Pensacola on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers lead it 9-7, 2 outs, 1-2 the count to Collins in the bottom of the fifth inning. Puckett makes his 14th appearance this year, an ERA of 2 in 18 innings, 7 walks, 19 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch, misses away, and the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. It sets. It's all right-hander fires. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner, and that ends the inning. The Shuckers send 9 to the plate. They score 5 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, and leave 1 runner on. They take the lead. They go down 6-1. They now lead it 9-7. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Pountley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
The sixth in Biloxi. Shuckers lead the Blue Wahoos 9-7. Shuckers scored five runs in the bottom of the fifth. DJ Shook comes out with the lead and faces the lefty Griffin Konai. First pitch, curveball called strike one. The pitch fouled away, third base side. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And a strikeout on three pitches. Konine's retired. Brings up the switch hitting Nassim Nunez. Nunez steps in from the left side. Shook works first base side of the rubber. Now delivers home. Fastball. Called strike one on the outside corner. Pitch the plate. Lifted out to right center field. Rodriguez, the right fielder, in and over towards center, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two outs, nobody on. 9-7 Biloxi in the top of the sixth inning. Johnston steps in from the left side. 1-for-3 today. The pitch lifted out to left. Collins goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall, makes the catch and smacks into the left field wall to end the inning. The quickest inning today by either side. The first 1-2-3 inning from Shuckers pitching sends us to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 9-7. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 9-7. First pitch to Jackson Churio is a called strike one. Against the righty Brady Puckett, he works in his first full inning of work. Churio led off last inning. Pitch to him. Rolling on the ground. Left side of the infield. Devers grabs it on the run. Fires the first. Bit low. Good stretch by Johnston. And Churio is retired. First out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Kiro. Puckett relieved Will Stewart, who was done after two-thirds of an inning. Gave up three runs off one hit, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter, and threw 28 pitches. First pitch to the righty Kiro. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes still in one. Shuckers lead it 9-7. They've scored eight runs in the last two innings. The pitch, fouls it back, pitch in on the hands, count goes 0-2. Hero calls time and now steps back in. He's 2-for-2 today with a walk. Puckett delivers home. Fouls it off his front foot. Stays alive. A painful way to stay alive, but stays alive nonetheless. Puckett fires. Hero pops it up. Left side of the infield. Myers, the third baseman, into foul territory, drifts back a step towards fair territory and makes the catch. Kara's retired for the second out of the inning. Xavier Warren steps up to the plate. Impromptu flyover. A plane heading to Kisler Air Force Base. He's got the lights all on the under up belly. First pitch to Xavier Warren, misses away. Camp goes to 1-0. Warren steps back in from the left side today. He's 0-for-2 from the left side, 1-for-1 with a double on the right side. The 1-0 delivery. Takes a curveball low. Camp goes to 2-0. Doubled home two last time up in the fifth inning. Pitch home. Called strike one on the outside corner. Shuckers lead it 9-7. Nine runs on six hits with an error. Seven runs on nine hits with an error for Pensacola. The righty Puckett delivers. This is low, and the count goes to 3-1. Almost feels like a playoff series atmosphere between these two teams. Four close games in this series. It's going back and forth and down to the wire in each of the first three. The pitch. Warren takes inside, checks his swing. Third base umpire Joe McCarthy says he goes around. Count full with three balls and two strikes. Warren steps back in, very back of the left-handed box. The pitch home. Lifts it foul, out of play behind home plate. Out at three balls and two strikes with two away. Nobody on. 9-7 Biloxi over Pensacola. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Warren knew it.
Dialed up a fastball and completes the 1-2-3 inning. We're through six. Shuckers lead it 9-7. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Shuckers leading 9-7 over Pensacola. David Blake back with you as the righty Dane Myers steps in. First pitch from Shuck shows bunt, pulls back, calls strike one. The pitch, curveball fouled back. Count goes to 0-2. Myers 3-for-3 tonight, 2 homers, 5 driven in. The 0-2 pitch, fastball called, strike 3. Shook's been on fire. Last inning in a third. One away, and it brings up the lefty Victor Mesa Jr. Mesa Jr. is 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Shook's retired 5 in a row. First delivery, lifted foul. And hard and deep out to left and out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look around the Brewers system. Shook first delivers to Mesa Jr. Up and in. Count evens at 1-1. Brewers took down the Cincinnati Reds in 11 innings, 5-4 Brewers. Extra inning game in AAA. Nashville and Charlotte tied at 3 in the 10th. The pitch, wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. Top 7, Wisconsin up 4-2 on Peoria. And the Mudcats win their 28th game of the year, more than anybody else in the system, 3-2 over Lynchburg. Final from Virginia. Shook kicks, now delivers home. Misses low. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shook's ability to go in a long relief role this year, a big benefit for the Shuckers. The 2-2 pitch. Chips it foul. Back to the screen off a curveball. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Rolled on the ground. First base side. Couple of hops to the first baseman, Wes Cork. Takes it himself. Touches the bag. As the juniors retired for the second out. It's now six straight retired by Shook, going back to that double play that ended the fifth inning. Reminder, fans, that all Shuckers double plays are brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. First pitch, the lefty Jose Devers comes home, lifted out to left. Tails towards the line. Collins on the move. Makes the catch, a step into fair territory. That ends the inning. DJ Shooks really settled this thing down. Seven straight retired. Time to stretch here in Biloxi. We're through 6.5. Shuckers lead it by a 9-7 score. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Retired first out of the inning. Welcome back to Biloxi, where things have calmed down in a really weird way. Shuckers lead at 9-7. They scored all nine runs between the third and the fifth inning. Since the end of the fifth inning, nine straight batters have been retired. A 1-2-3 top of the sixth and top of the seventh, and a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth for Biloxi. Tristan Lutz up, pitch to him. Fastball, called strike one. Lutz is 0 for 1 today. He's walked and he's been hit by a pitch. Puckett delivers. Fastball bounces low into Hostetler's mitt. Count evens 1 and 1. Lutz stands at the very back of the right-handed box. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Camp goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Lutz fouls it back. Now stays at 1-2. Ready, Puckett sets. Hostetler sets up on the outside corner. Pitch home. Driven foul. Right field side smacks into a seat out of play. Stays at 1-2. Shuckers have just about everybody available in the bullpen of their big arms. Amador Uribe hasn't pitched in 2 days. Same with Luis Contreras. The bullpen right now is quiet. The 1-2 delivery. Misses up and inside. Count goes to 2-2. The pitch. Up and in. Count goes to 3-2. Shuckers have drawn 6 walks tonight. And they've been hit by a pitch. Adds up to 7 free passes. 3-2 delivery. Drives it into right center field. Mesa Jr.'s after it. And it drops down, takes a hop off the wall for a base hit. Lutz rounds first. The ball fired into second. The tag in time, and Lutz is retired on a terrific throw from Mesa Jr. Took the ball on one hop and fired it dark to Jose Devers, the shortstop, who slapped the tag on Lutz. It's tough to say, but Lutz hit it too hard. 113 off the bat. Second out of the inning brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-0. That ball was pulverized, though. 113. One of the hardest hit balls we've seen all week. The pitch. Changeup misses away. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez digs in from the left side. 0 for 2 today with a walk. Scored in an error last inning. The 2-0 delivery. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 3-0. A 3-0 delivery. Misses low and inside, ball 4. Shuckers get a man on with 2 away and brings up the righty, Wes Clark. He's had a career night. He's 1-for-2 with 4 driven in and a homer. First pitch to Clark. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Puckett sets first base side, now delivers. Wave and a miss. Pitch top of the zone, count evens 1-1. Clark's now up to 22 driven in on the year. The 1-1 delivery. Lifts it. Foul territory, left field side. Myers, the third baseman, after it. Left fielder Conine's over. And it drops down out of play. Count it 1-2.9-7 Biloxi over Pensacola. 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Rodriguez takes his lead off first. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away. Count evens, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses away with a fastball. Barreled in at 92, and the count goes full with 2 outs. Rodriguez takes his lead off first. He'll be off with the pitch. The 3-2 delivery. Rodriguez goes. Pitch misses low, and Clark works his second walk of the night. Rodriguez advances to second. Now runners on first and second with 2 away for the righty, Felix Valerio. Valerio digs in from the right side. 9-7 Biloxi. Bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers threatening. Puckett delivers. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Valerio's 0-for-3 with an RBI. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low when the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez at second. Cork at first. Puckett continues on in what's becoming a lengthy inning. About to throw his 40th pitch of the outing. The pitch, chopped foul. Third base side, takes off the netting. Count goes to 2-1. One of the more interesting things, though, the last two games for Biloxi, they pounded out 23 hits against a Pensacola staff that's been terrific. The pitch lifted towards center. Mesa Jr. in, and it drops down for a base hit. Rodriguez rounds third and comes home. Quark stuck in a pickle. Myers, the third baseman, throws to the second baseman, Nunez, who slaps the tag on Quark to end the inning. But Rodriguez's run counts. It's an RBI single for Valerio, and the Shuckers take a 10-7 lead. One run on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. The end of the eighth, it's 10-7 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Ball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers got a run home. Final play last inning on an RBI single from Felix Valerio. Shook fires home. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count even 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Line drive in a right center for a base hit. Rolls to Churio, who comes over to cut it off. Gonzalez rounds first. And the leadoff man gets on. First hit for Pensacola since one out in the fifth inning. Brings up the lefty Cody Morrison, who had that single. First pitch to Morrison. Fastball called strike one. Fires home. Misses up and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Luis Contreras is up in the Shuckers bullpen getting warm. In the bullpen for Pensacola, big league rehabber A.J. Puck. The pitch home. Ground ball to first. Clark touches first, fires to second, and now they have Gonzalez in a rundown. Murray fakes the throw to first, tags Gonzalez, and the Shuckers get another double play. This one about as wacky as the game's been tonight. Morris sets out three unassisted for the first out. Gonzalez is out 3-4 for the second out, and it brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. What a night it's been. 10-7 Biloxi, two outs, nobody on. Top of the eighth, the pitch to Hostetler. Misses up and away, count goes to 1-0. Shook's 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss, pitch off the inside corner. Count evens, 1-1. Shook on the hill. Stares in at Kara, who flashes the signs. Now the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, foul. And the count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The pitch. Fastball misses up high. Count evens, 2-2. Shook kicks and fires. Curveball lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Hostetler at the ready from the right side. Shook delivers home. Lifted out to right and foul. Gets out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Misses away. Count goes full. 3-2. The 3-2 pitch to Hostetler. Ground ball chopped to third. Warren has it go off of him. Deflects over Murray's head. It's short and in the short left for a base hit. But then it goes as an error. An E5 charge to Warren on a ball that eats him up. First error, second error of the day for Biloxi. Brings up the lefty Griffin Conine, gives us 10 seconds for station ID in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Man on first with two away for Pensacola. Shuckers lead it 10-7, top eight. The righty T.J. Shook delivers home to the lefty Griffin Conine. Fouls it back. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers have 10 runs on 8 hits with 2 errors. Pensacola, 7 runs, 10 hits with 1 error. The 0-1 pitch. Conine lines it foul. Top of the netting on the third base side. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2-2 away. Shook one pitch away from getting out of things. Delivers home to Conine. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Conine down on strikes for the third time tonight, and it's the third out of the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, one runner left on base. Into the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers lead it 10-7 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Bentley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
One, two, three, go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, unless I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Isaac Collins steps in from the right side. First pitch of the inning. Fastball blazes in for strike one. That one at 94. For Marlins closer A.J. Puck, who's working back up to the big league level. The 0-1 pitch. Collins takes away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Line drive past Devers and in the center for a base hit. Devers, the shortstop, went full extension, but Collins smashes a hit on the big league reliever. Brings up the righty, Jackson Churio, and Collins now has himself a multi-hit night. Shuckers lead it 10-7, bottom of the eighth inning. Abner Uribe, the Shuckers closer, is getting warm for the night. Churio's 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Puck fires. Collins off to second. Hit runs on, and it's Walden right for a base hit. Collins goes first to third. Gonzalez picks it up. Churio has himself a multi-hit night, and the hit and run works to perfection. Churio rolled it right where Nunez was supposed to be standing at second. Now runners at the corners with nobody out, and the righty Jefferson Caro comes up. Caro, 2-for-3 today with an RBI and a double. The pitch, chops it foul in on the hands. It goes 0-1. Tyler Black talked about it a bit after facing Puck in Puck's first appearance on Tuesday. He said it's not much different than seeing guys here at AA. The stuff's a little firmer. It moves a little bit better. There's a little more control. Churio's off to second. The pitch is lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 0-2. He said in terms of velocity and movement, you see that a ton here in AA. Especially in AA, you have a lot more guys that have that kind of stuff on a night in, night out. But it's the consistency and how well Puck can control the movement that really separates him from an average AA pitcher. For the 0-2 delivery. Caro chops it foul, third base side, over to third base coach Nick Stanley, who flips it into the crowd. Count stays at 0-2. Funny story about Stanley. Stanley's a diehard Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and the Shuckers signed are wearing New Orleans Saints-themed uniforms. So Shuckers community relations manager David Blackwell got to work, and he's rocking a Buccaneers-themed undershirt. Check back to first. Churio's back in time. It's a replica of the Saints jersey. It's a black undershirt. It says Shuckers on the back that he's wearing under the Saints uniform. But the numbers are in the creamsicle colors of the Buccaneers. The pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. First out of the inning brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. He's wearing the orange and creamsicle colored number undershirt. The best part is Stanley's family, who lives in Biloxi with them, they got a couple of shirts made for them as well. And Stanley's kids are running around tonight wearing the Buccaneer-themed Shuckers shirts. Xavier Warren, switch hitter, in from the right side. First pitch is a slider that misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 10-7, bottom of the eighth inning. Runners in the corners with one away. Abner Uribe is getting warm in the pen. Lefty puck checks to first. Churio's off to second. The throw to second. Now they have Churio in a pickle. They run him back to first. Churio stumbles, tries to get out of the way, and he's called out of the baseline by the first base umpire, Tom O'Neill. Collins can't go any further. He stays at third. Churio's picked off. The pickoff goes 1-3-6-3. Second out of the inning. Count at one ball and no strikes. Warren's 1-for-1 from the right side. The pitch pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Johnson, the first baseman, over towards the coach's box, drifts back towards fair territory, and makes the catch to end the inning. Way to the ninth. Abner Uribe and the 100-plus mile-an-hour fastball set to enter. No runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We head of the night, 10-7 Biloxi leads. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. David Blake back with you. Abner Uribe's into the game for Biloxi as they're trying to shut down the Blue Wahoos and finish out a 10-7 wild one here in Biloxi. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks Resort scoreboard update while we have a moment. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top seven, Birmingham's up 7-5 on the M Braves. Everything else final. 5-3 Racket City over Montgomery, 7-5 Chattanooga over the Smokies. The Shuckers win would break a tie for second with Montgomery. Put the Shuckers at 25-24. Pensacola would have their lead in the division decrease to 5 games over the Shuckers. Uribe's in, faces the switch hitting Nassim Nunez, who leads it off. Uribe, a deep breath from the hill and delivers. Fastball misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Uribe makes his 12th appearance of the year, 3 saves and 11 innings. 1.64 the ERA, 9 walks, 20 strikeouts. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Nunez. He's done just about everything. Walk, fielder's choice, single, and a flyout. The 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Nunez 1-for-3. Top of the order in the inning. Against Uribe, who can get up 101, 102. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball, cold strike. 99 on the stadium gun. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe comes set. Turquoise colored glove. Delivers home. Fouled off into the dugout. Watch out. On the third base side, into the Blue Wahoos dugout. Seems like everybody's okay. A couple guys that have jumped off the top railing and are instead now going to sit below the railing in the dugout. Probably the safer choice right now. The 2-2 pitch. Got him! A devastating curveball from Uribe. Swings over it. And that's the first out. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. 89 miles an hour, 2,600 RPMs of spin. A ton of movement from Uribe. Real good curveball. Brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. 10-7 Shockers, top 9, 1 out, nobody on. Uribe sets. Now delivers. Fastball called strike one. Uribe's turquoise-colored glove is something new. He said that coming into this year, he'd never been a guy who liked fancy gloves, but he got bored this offseason and came up with some creations. He's wearing one of them now. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. 88-mile-an-hour curveball. Count goes to 0-2. The pitch home. Misses inside. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. 101 on the stadium gun. About the fastest pitch you're going to see all year. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Dials up 101 and then throws in an 89-mile-an-hour curveball. Second out of the inning, and it brings up Dane Myers. Good luck hitting that. Two outs, nobody on, and the righty Dane Myers steps in. He's 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 5 driven in. 10-7, Shuckers lead it. Uribe delivers. Fastball. Misses off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. That one at 99. Myers strike out looking last time up. Uribe sets. Now delivers. Fastball. Top of the zone. Called strike one. 98 from Uribe. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike two. 100 from Uribe. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Last two batters, he's dialed up 100 and then thrown a curve to get him swinging. Crowd of over 3,000 here at MGM Park on a Friday night. Start to clap their hands, get to their feet. Down at 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 away. Uribe sets. Garrett sets up outside. The pitch. Fastball. Misses away at 100. If it missed, it didn't miss by much. Myers gets another lifeline. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball lifted out to center. Churio raises his arms, calls everybody off, settles under it,
makes the catch, and the Shuckers win a wild one. 10-7 over Pensacola. And the two teams have split the first four games in the series. Abner Uribe notches the save. 10 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors for Biloxi. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Pensacola. TJ Shook notches the win. Abner Uribe, his fourth save of the year. The Shuckers win it 10-7, improved to 25-24 on the year, all alone in second place in the Southern League South Division. The Blue Wahoos fall to 30-19 on the year. Shuckers now 5 games behind Pensacola for first place in the Southern League South Division. Next couple of moments, we'll be joined by David Blackwell down on the field alongside our player of the night, TJ Shook. Shook, a masterful performance out of the bullpen. 4 1/3 innings, allows just 1 run on 3 hits. Strikes out 4 and doesn't walk a batter. Leads the way to Uribe to close it out. Kept the Shuckers in it. As Biloxi wins the first game of this series that isn't decided by 2 runs or less. Instead, it's 3 in what might just be the wildest game of the 3. Check that out of the first 4. Shuckers and Pensacola have split the first 4 games of this series in what has been a wild, weird, and wacky week at MGM Park. David Blackwell alongside TJ Shook on the first base side. Abner Uribe, the big time save. Battled a couple 101 pitches. TJ Shook gets the win, improves to 2-1. David Blackwell's alongside him. Let's send it down to the field for our post-game interview.
David Blackwell. All right, Shuckers fans, I'm here with your player of the game, Mr. TJ Shook. Let's hear it for him right now. TJ, you came in, you shut it down, you threw 4 1/3 inning, and 4 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 run. Kept this game, got the run support you needed. How was it doing that in front of this crowd tonight? That's right. Hey, look, we got fireworks coming out tonight. Everybody ready for some fireworks? Your South Carolina Gamecocks had some fireworks, didn't they? South Carolina's going to advance to the second round of regionals in the Winwood Bracket. I know you're happy about that. Yeah, they won. They won pretty well. Pretty easy. Let's get the Go Shuckers for this crowd and get some fireworks. Go Shuckers!
TJ Shook walks back to the clubhouse, drenched. Luis Contreras does the honors and dumps the Gatorade bath on top of him. Shuckers win it 10-7 over Pensacola. The Powerade bath gets to TJ Shook. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. A 10-7 Biloxi win. We'll wrap up everything that happened tonight in what was one of the wildest games of the year. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. David Blake with you as we wrap everything up from a wild night. Fireworks starting to go off in center field as the Shuckers celebrating a Fireworks Friday. Final Friday of a 12-game homestand and a Friday in a series between the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers that has been nothing short of ridiculous. Today, the Shuckers win it by a final score of 10-7. 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Pensacola. 7 runs on 10 hits with 1 error. TJ Shook gets the win, improves to 2-1. Will Stewart gets tagged with the loss, falls to 2-1, while Abner Uribe gets his 4th save of the season. It was a game that between the 1st and the 5th inning went completely off the rails. And let's start our scoring summary with that. In the 1st inning, first two reached, then Dane Myers, the 3rd batter of the game, lifted off into orbit 418 feet for a 3-run homer that put Pensacola up by a 3-0 score. In the top of the 3rd inning was an RBI single by Cody Morrisip that brought home Dane Myers from second and made it 4-0 Pensacola. Shuckers got one back onto the board and a 104-mile-an-hour double off Jefferson Caro's bat that one-hopped the long and right center and scored Isaac Collins from first to make it 4-1. Pensacola then scored 2 in the 4th inning on another Dane Myers home run, this time 374 feet. He started the game 3-for-3 with 5 driven in to help Pensacola build a 6-1 lead. Bottom half of the 4th inning is when the comeback trail started for Biloxi. Shuckers scored 3 runs on Wes Corp's 4th homer of the year, 391 feet, 106 off the bat. That scored Ethan Murray and Tristan Lutz. The game was then at 6-4, becomes 7-4. Pensacola with the run in the 5th inning. Cody Morris sent an RBI single that scored Jose Devers from 3rd. Then the bottom half of the 5th inning came. Started off with starter M.D. Johnson. 2 walks to Jackson Churio and Jefferson Caro, saw him get lifted for Will Stewart. First batter Will Stewart faced was Xavier Warren. Xavier Warren lined the ball down the left field line, drove in Churio and Caro for the first 2 runs of the inning. Then Ethan Murray struck out. Tristan Lutz was hit by a pitch. Carlos Rodriguez was walked. That loaded the bases with 1 out for Wes Clark, who earned the Shuckers' 19th bases-loaded walk of the year and drove in his 4th run of the game. 1 batter later, with the score tied at 7, Felix Valerio drove in Tristan Lutz on a fielder's choice, and on the return throw to first on a double play attempt, it got by the first baseman, Troy Johnson, one hopped into the stands, and scored Carlos Rodriguez to give the Shuckers a 9-7 advantage. Final run of the game came home on an RBI single from Felix Valerio that scored Carlos Rodriguez in the 7th inning. TJ Shook, terrific in relief, 4 1/3 innings, gives up just 1 run on 3 hits with 4 strikeouts. And in the 9th, Abner Uribe, a perfect 9th inning. 2 devastating curveballs to strike out Nassim Nunez and Troy Johnston before inducing a fly out to center off Dane Myers' bat to end a 10-7 win for the Shuckers. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 3,055 fans here at MGM Park. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort postgame show. Shuckers winning 10-7 on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. The fireworks start the reach to the finale here at MGM Park. We'll be back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Family Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Shuckers win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers 10 runs on 10 hits with 2 errors. Pensacola 7 runs on 10 hits and an error. TJ Shook gets the win, improves to 2-1 on the year. Will Stuart Velas falls to 2-1. Well, Abner Uribe picks up his 4th save of the season in a perfect 9th inning. Time to take a look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization with the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game in progress, and it's a wild one between Birmingham and the Embrace. 7-7 in the top of the 8th inning. Of the 14 runs, 12 of them came between the 3rd and the 5th inning. It was 2 runs in the top of the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th for the Embrace. 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 4 in the 5th for Birmingham. Finals everywhere else. Sam Benscooter gets the win for Chattanooga. They use a 6-run 5th inning to launch themselves into a 7-5 win over the Tennessee Smokies. The Lookouts now a half game behind Tennessee for first place in the Southern League North Division. Final from Montgomery. Rocket City wins it 5-3. Over the Biscuits. The Shuckers now move into sole possession of second place over Montgomery. Montgomery 6 games back, Biloxi 5 games back, while Pensacola sits at 30-19. Time to take a look as well around the Brewers organization, also brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in progress, top of the 9th inning. The Wisconsin Timberrattlers are 1 out away from closing out their 17th win of the year and an 8-2 win over the Peoria Chiefs. That one top of the 9th inning. Nobody on with 2 away. Final from single A. Carolina takes down the Lynchburg Hillcats by a 3-2 final and a final in 10 innings. A 4-3 win for the Charlotte Knights over the Nashville Sounds. At the big league level, an extra innings win for the Brewers. 5-4 over the Cincinnati Reds. a final in 11 innings. Final here, 10-7, 2 hours and 44 minutes the time in front of 3,055 fans here in Biloxi. Shuckers back in action tomorrow night. A 6.05 start. Patrick Monteverde, 5-1 with a 2.40 ERA, goes for Pensacola. Well, the Shuckers just announced that the lefty Nick Bennett will start for Biloxi. Bennett on the year is 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA. 6.05 first pitch will be on the air at 5.50 with the pregame show. Make sure to come out to the ballpark. It's Military Appreciation Night. First 1,000 fans get a military-themed jersey lunchbox. Looks exactly like the Shuckers military jersey, but an insulated lunchbox form for the first 1,000 fans presented by our friends at ASAP. Shuckers win it by a 10-7 final. Shuck the win, Stuart the loss. Uribe gets the save, and the Shuckers are at 25-24 on the year. Pensacola sits at 30-19. Thanks so much for joining us throughout the night. From all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Clegg saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:50 for Saturday Night Baseball in Biloxi with the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The radio station that's sweeping the nation. We're cruising WGCM.
Hey, Paula.